Yeah, man. Check, one, two.
I am on vacation now. It doesn't feel like it because I just had a meeting on my laptop and I need to get to the beach and put my toes up in the water so I can feel like I'm back on vacation and with my brothers talking to me.
You played his last song too.
Baby, this time I just need somebody to love. Your job does not care about you, so get to work. So quit your job right now and go find a place to find somebody to love. You need it. Yeah. Your job don't care. Every day, Mally K wants to introduce the podcast with the new, the slow, and I want to be the newest boy band out, and we're the podcast now, and we're in.
Yeah. Actually, for the record, I did not open with this song last time.
You did.
Did I?
You sure did.
No, I didn't. I did it with Baby.
But you played this song in the podcast.
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, I like some Justin Bieber. Get on my dick. Yeah.
It's crazy. Shout out to Justin.
Yo.
Should we be fine with this random pillow here?
You can take it out.
Yeah, move the pillow. Yo, get off my bed, bro.
Where?
I gotta put my head on that.
Yeah, not even on the floor.
It's crazy. Y'all just, I don't be in y'all. I got to see it, you don't. Gosh, welcome to a very special episode of Talk To Me Nice. You already know the vibes. We out here on vacation. You already know. You might think that the studio looks a little different.
Nah, I mean,
different.
But that's because it is.
Yeah,
it is.
Ain't nothing changed but the date, but now we in Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle Beach?
We out here ready to play. All day. Mally K, you already know the vibes. Talk To Me Nice, vacation style travel episode. Let's, you know, we like to have fun when we go on vacation and we, yes, travel, sir. This time Will's with us. Yes, last, sir, time, yeah, Will wasn't there,
right, Miss Chet.
But hey, it's your boy Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms at mally_k. You already know the vibes, come on, bro.
And it's your boy Will with the visuals. It is I am Will_visuals. One more time for the people in the back that couldn't hear me. I am Will_visuals.
First of all, why are you yelling?
I got my toes in the sand.
He said for the people that couldn't hear us in the back.
Feel a little bold. Yeah. Where?
Yeah. Where?
I got my toes in the sand. I get a little crazy. Anyway.
And it's your boy Jason Jordan. You can follow me on all social media platforms at Jason Jordan Music. Finally on the couch with the boys. Feels good. I can hold you. Let's do
what
it.
Happened to the check me out?
I was going to get there, but you...
My bad. My fault.
Check me out.
Right after?
Check me out.
For the people that don't know, we got to say it for them for the one time. It's your boy Adams this year. ADAMS. This year.
He's here with us in spirit.
But hey, ain't nothing changed. If you liking the vibe, make sure you go ahead and like and subscribe. Make sure you follow us on YouTube. Hit that notify bell and hit that subscribe button. Don't miss another episode. You don't want to miss out. We out here. We cooking. We out here doing different things. Not like your other favorite podcast. You already know.
Yeah.
Make us your new favorite. Make sure you follow us on all social media platforms. That's Instagram, TikTok, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts. Make sure you rate us 5 stars and follow us there. Share us. Like us. Leave us a heart.
Subscribe.
Let us know how we're doing. Comment, you know. Hit that subscribe button.
Hit the button. Hit the button.
Hit the goddamn button.
Hey, man, Jason.
What's up?
How often are we dropping?
Every single week.
I had a whoa.
You good. You should have taken that meeting. He's off now. We got to get him back. He's a little off right now.
Do it again.
Come on. Every single week.
I had a meeting and it threw me off every single week. No, it's crazy because, like, what's the point? What's the point of me being on vacation, having my out of office on, having an automatic response that says I'm out of office until this specific date and I still have to join a meeting. Why did I even bring my laptop? Why did I bring my laptop? Why did I have to?
That's true.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, that your jobs don't care about you. Take care of yourself.
Take care of yourself. Mental health.
It's a fact.
Stop killing yourselves for these companies that won't kill themselves for you.
Facts, facts.
They'll replace you before they kill themselves.
You're a number. You're a victim.
Bars.
My God.
Facts, facts. Gotta get that out.
Well.
Anyways, we'll take us away now. You got the games out.
I'm about to play blind ranking.
Here we go.
You already know blind ranking here once again. For the people that don't know,
we took a break.
It's a blind ranking, nigga. We don't know what's next.
Because you assholes, we took a break.
That's crazy.
Y'all be cooking us in the comments. That's not fair. I didn't do it on purpose.
Blind ranking vacation edition. First one is vacations must-haves. All right. So the first one is noise-canceling headphones. One to five.
Am I flying or driving?
Flying.
Two. I got to say two. Because always the flight where you really need them and you don't have them. And
them little babies be whining.
Babies that be crying. Mm-hmm. And it's always the flight they don't give you the headphones too.
I would say three.
Give you that pair.
I would say three.
Three? Let me say Will.
What would I say? I would say...
Honestly, one, to be honest.
I was about to say
headphones
for me.
Headphones might be like the main thing that I need, actually, now I think about it.
I would say two.
I'd be pissed off if I'm sitting there with no headphones. I'd be like this.
Because then if you on the... I don't know what flights y'all take. If you take United, they give you them little dusty-ass blue ones. But those things don't work. You can't block out no noise with that.
Yeah.
I usually use the headphones to keep my ears from popping, too, so.
Facts.
Yeah, let's say two.
Okay.
Every time I land in Newark, man, my ears go crazy.
It's because they don't want us to come back.
It's like I'm about to die.
That's crazy.
I wish I would.
All right, next one is power bank. Where do you rank that?
A power bank? Five.
Yeah, I would say five.
They got outlets on the plane.
They do now. They do.
Mm-hmm.
And wherever you're staying, you're just going to,
just plug in.
Mm-hmm.
Plug it in.
Yeah.
Next one.
Except for Newark Airport, where you got to pay for some of them.
Wow.
Pay for what?
Pay for the outlets. You got to swipe your card to use some of the outlets.
What?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
Let's get on to it.
Terminal A.
Yep. Stupid.
We're going to get past that
one. Oh, my God.
What else is wrong with Newark Airport? You can't land there. You can't fly out of there.
Yo, that's actually crazy.
For a time in New Jersey, like, let's dissect it. What's going on with New Jersey? You couldn't fly in New Jersey. You couldn't take a train in New Jersey. You can't drive in New Jersey.
NJ Transit is down. Man, I had work. I was like, what's going on? Strike.
We're not even going to talk about how we had random drones.
Random drones? Like, come on. Around. What's going on here? I got to get out of here, man.
I hate New Jersey.
Next one is flip-flops.
Flip-flops? Where are we going?
I just told you, three. You're on the plane. I can't tell you where you're laying.
Three, because not only do I need flip-flops for the destination, mm-hmm. I need flip-flops for the shower.
True.
If you think I'm barefoot in that shower, unless I'm in a 5-star hotel, and even 5-star hotels, they don't even be cleaning it right. Yeah. I work at a hotel. I know that they don't be cleaning the showers.
You got to get those UV lights, right?
I'm saying.
Those UV lights.
If you think I'm raw dogging the shower floor, no.
All right. Next one.
Put that at, what did we? That's at four, though. No,
that's four or three?
Raw dog.
You said three.
Three?
So is it three or four?
Yeah. I'll put it at four. You need them, but you know. You could always buy them when you get there.
All right, so we only have.
If you think I'm sweet water in the fucking floor, no.
Come on, son.
We only have two and three left.
No, we have one and three left.
One and three? One and three.
Well, you put noise-canceling headphones at two. What? Two? All right. Next one is travel pillow.
I don't use a travel pillow, to be honest.
I guess three.
Yeah, I put three. I don't really use it.
That shit hurt my neck. Blah.
Yeah. Is he dead? No, he's sleeping.
He'd be like,
huh?
Stupid. They now have like the arm ones too, right?
Mm-hmm.
You can put your arm down.
So we got noise canceling headphones at two, travel pillow at three, flip flops at four, power bank at five. Number one, passport.
Passport. Well, gotta have the passport now, especially now.
Definitely gotta have the passport now because the United States likes to move fucking backwards. Now you need a passport to travel.
A lot of people don't have real IDs.
You need a passport to travel to a different state in your country.
In the country.
What is wrong? What is wrong with people?
I'll take the passport.
Why are we moving backwards?
Hey. What's going on here?
We drove past a plantation that was picking cotton. Come on, why are we moving backwards? Will, look at me. God. Why are we
you're not looking at me?
Will, you're not hearing me.
Oh my gosh.
Why are we moving backwards, America?
Yeah, for real.
Get your shit together.
For real.
Real ID. Put a star on it.
It's just a star.
It's a little star.
How many points do you have to get? Like 9?
You gotta be stopped. You gotta be stopped.
I'm just saying.
You gotta be
stopped. Not even like joking, like I'm just saying.
You gotta be stopped.
That right there.
If you know, you know. When they used to put a star on something.
That's crazy.
Just identify people. You know what I'm saying?
Come on to the next.
I'm just saying, we're moving backwards. It makes no sense.
On to the next blind ranking. This one is vacation nightmares.
No.
Sleeping in a hotel with bed bugs.
1.
You can hear that was 1.
That would ruin my entire night. Because not only you can't stay at that hotel no more.
Yeah, because now you got, because
one room got bed bugs. How many others?
Exactly. Yeah.
True.
Cleaning crew ain't cleaning. Dang.
So that's 1.
I don't know what you're gonna say, so I'm gonna say 2.
Fine, you put it at 2.
Yeah, I don't know what you're gonna say.
What you gonna put at 1? Traveling with somebody that don't have pants?
Hey, yo. Sisterhood of the traveling pants?
You can't let that go, yo. Let it go. Let it go.
Absolutely not.
If you travel with somebody, they gotta bring pants.
If you're traveling,
everybody should bring at least one pair of pants.
Why don't you have pants? Why you only have shorts?
Yo. Even if it's out here where we're going, you just never
know. It could rain.
Niggas travel with what's no next? Pants.
Yeah, we gonna talk about it.
Next one is losing luggage in another country.
Oh, nah. All my luggage?
All your luggage is gone.
3, because that's happened to me. And I made it
talk
through.
Talk about it.
I made it through, so 3.
This is in London?
No, this is when I went to Canada.
From where?
All my shit was in Calgary. I was in Kelowna.
Oh, my God.
I was in British Columbia, which is kind of over Oregan and Washington.
What did you do? What was your first steps?
I had my clothes that I wore.
Right, obviously.
I had my clothes that I wore.
That's the first
thing. And then I crashed out just a little bit.
Yeah, gotta crash out.
What the fuck you mean you don't have my...
Had a little mini crash out. I was polite. I said, where's my bag? Where's my bag? Where's my bag?
I just need to know where my bag is.
Where's my bag?
I'm going to politely crash
then,
out.
Then
you do the white chicks thing.
I'm gonna have a BF.
Dear Mister,
I'm gonna have a BF.
I am a white woman. I'm gonna have a BF.
I'll be like, dear Santa, you are a bitch.
That's great.
Nah, the only thing that I could do was go to the hotel, and the hotel had like a little dress store, like a dress clothes store, and I had to buy dress clothes because I was working.
So
I bought a shirt and pants, and I just wore sneakers.
Copy.
And I wore that same outfit all week, and then I got my bag.
I know you sick, man.
I got my bag the day I was leaving.
Dang, bro. I be sick.
I said, wow, fresh clothes.
My clothes.
Same underwear is insane.
Yeah, I can't.
Actually, I bought a pack of underwear.
Had to.
Yeah.
Yeah, my butt the whole time.
So, losing luggage
3.
In another country. That's 3.
Yeah, that's fine.
Also depends on the country.
Facts.
I'm in like Afghanistan. I'm cooked.
Oh my God. That's crazy.
I'm cooked.
Oh my God.
Next one is
y'all got no Jordans. Yeah, oh my gosh. Go
sunburned so bad that you can't wear clothes.
5.
I've been sunburned once before.
I haven't. Black
my
don't
shoulders.
Crack.
It wasn't that bad. Well, I don't know what that would feel
I
like.
I don't know what sunburn feels like.
Yeah.
Never experienced it. 5. Shout out to all my
All right. Next is getting food poisoning day two of your trip.
One.
Food poisoning will ruin my entire trip.
You up.
Because you can't do nothing.
You can't do anything.
You can't leave the hotel room.
Nope.
Now you're in the hotel room with bed bugs and the tongue guards.
That's tough.
Can't lay down.
And you got no other clothes.
Can't lay down.
I got no clothes.
You got no clothes.
I done threw up on my fit.
I'm dead. The one thing you got, you got to show up to the store with them.
That's crazy.
Hey, can I help you, sir?
One. Food poisoning? Oh,
one.
My goodness.
So number one is getting food poisoning.
Yes.
Number two is sleeping in a hotel with bed bugs.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is losing luggage in another country. Number five is sunburn so bad that you can't wear clothes. So number four is booking wrong dates. So you booked for the wrong date, which you showed up at the airport.
I can deal with that.
That's your own fault.
Yeah, I can deal with that.
That's negligence.
Food poisoning, I can't. That's out of my control.
I'm a grown adult. I'm not booking the wrong dates. I'm getting out of here. I'll fly on that day. Fuck it.
Yeah, right.
So I'm going anyway.
I'd rather take my own mistakes than, you know, mistakes of other people. Food that poisoning? Have no control. That food poisoning? Come on, bro.
I had that steak tartare and now I'm in the tutu. Yeah, no.
Tutu.
Yeah. Especially if you're in an airport.
Mm-hmm.
If you're in an airport,
you got to get on a plane for 3 hours. I like that plane up.
Bro. That's why I don't feel comfortable eating.
I farted one time on a plane.
What is that smell?
I farted one time on the plane and I had to react before somebody else did.
Yeah.
I said, I farted one time. I said, yo, does anybody else smell that?
That's crazy. No.
I said, did anybody else smell that?
That was like, we were
because I had to point the blame on the dude that had just got up. I said, yo, it's probably stink. Him. I said, hey, yo, go to the bathroom. Dude sat down. The dude across from me and said, "Hey, don't do that shit again.
Don't do that again."
I said, "Yeah, don't do that shit again." Sat back down.
Dude, man, you should have done it past the dude wipes, man.
Hey, you can't go nowhere without dude wipes. Hey, I'm saying, I'll take.
Butt? Go ahead, sticky butt.
Hey, I'm saying, shout out dude wipes. I'll take a poop in the parking lot with dude wipes.
Minty butt,
dude. Wipe.
Oh my god. That reminded me of AC when we were in the elevator. We was like, we just looked at each other like,
I'm saying that group of people walked in the elevator and it just smelled like shit.
Will, man. That yo, I was rolling, man.
My eyes were
watering. Me and Malcolm were in the back of the elevator. There was nowhere we could go. So we just standing there. And mad people came in and we smelled that. And Malcolm was already looking at me. That's what made it funny. He was already looking at me. And I was like, in my head, I'm like, what is that? Maybe Malcolm, does he smell it? I'm like, he's already like, you smell that?
I started coughing.
I was rolling, son.
Try not to make a scene.
I was
coughing.
Rolling. Was oh my gosh. You had me rolling on that. Yeah. Oh my God. What's next? What you got?
Shit. No, I'm just playing. okay. So this is the top 10. According to Rotten Tomatoes, top 10 Pixar movies.
Oh.
So you're just going to give me...
I'm a Pixar connoisseur. Lay it on me.
So, all right, cool. So you just got to name some Pixar movies. I'll tell you where it's at in the numbers.
Wait, Pixar, sorry.
Yeah, Pixar. Which one's Pixar? Which one's DreamWorks?
Toy Story. That's DreamWorks?
No, that's Pixar. No, that's right.
It's Pixar? Story.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which one, though?
Two.
Two is number one.
Knew it.
Wow. Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2 is number
Toy
one.
Toy Story 3.
Toy Story 3 is number five.
Monsters, Inc.
I was about to say Monsters, Inc. too.
Monsters, Inc. is not on here.
Finding Nemo, even though it's ass.
Finding Nemo is number three.
Why?
Wow.
That shit is ass.
Wow. Lilo and Stitch?
Not on there.
Mm. Emperor's New Groove.
that's not Pixar.
That's
it?
Not. No, is not it?
Pixar.
What is that? Which one?
Mm-hmm. What is that?
Wreck-It Ralph.
Wreck-It Ralph is not on here.
Fuck.
Huh.
Damn. Tangled.
Pixar?
Tangled is also not on here.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
Pixar.
Inside Out.
Inside Out is number four.
Which that was one? A good movie. The first one or the second one?
First one.
That was a good movie.
Inside Out 2.
Inside Out 2 is not on here.
That's crazy because that was better than the first one. That's crazy. You said Toy Story 3 was not on there?
Like that.
Toy Story 3 is number five.
Toy Story 4.
Number seven.
I knew all of them were going to be on there. Right, original Toy Story.
Original Toy Story is number two.
Yeah.
They love Toy Story. That's like most of the list.
That's all of them. What am I missing?
We're missing number six, number eight, number nine, and number 10.
don't know. I don't know Pixar movies like that.
I said Wreck-It Ralph. Shit.
Is Frozen up there?
Frozen.
Frozen is not on top 10.
Frozen 2.
None of the Frozens up here.
Crazy.
That's crazy. Crazy work. Let It Go.
Moana.
Also not on here.
Wow. That's crazy. Moana 2.
Wow.
None of them.
That's insane. That's crazy work.
What about the old man?
El Dorado.
Oh, up. Wife. Yep, up is up here. Up is
there. Okay,
number six.
El Dorado.
Nope.
Wally.
Wally. Also, nope.
No. Wow.
Really?
I liked Wally.
One of them has something to do about the guitar.
Oh, what's the little boy?
Soul.
No.
Not Soul.
I know that shit wasn't going to be on.
What? Soul?
I knew that shit.
The little boy, Luca, right? Is his name? Luca?
Nah.
What's the
Is that the name of the...
Nah. No, that's not Luca.
What are you talking
about? Coco?
Coco.
There we go.
Yeah, I'm like, yo, I know it.
Number eight.
Don't talk about Bruno.
So you're missing 9 and 10.
Is that the same one? Yeah. That's Coco?
Yeah.
Number 9 and 10. So number 10 is Ratatouille.
Ratatouille.
And number 9 is The Incredibles.
Oh, damn. How did I forget The Incredibles?
Ratatouille? Ratatouille's at 10?
My favorite movie.
They got all 4 Toy Stories on there.
All 4 of them.
Bias list. Bias list.
Where is my super suit?
All right. Next one is Am I the Asshole?
Oh, boy.
You already know.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Apparently, I'm always the asshole.
Here we go.
My partner, 28 male, and I were supposed to go on the road trip. But when we got there, he kept changing destinations and activities. I finally told him we should just go home if he wasn't happy. He's mad at me for ruining the trip. Am I the asshole?
Yes.
For what? Changing the activities?
Well, he kept trying to change different activities that they were supposed to do. I guess this was pre-planned already. So she was like, all right, well, all these changes, we can just go back home if you don't know what you want to do.
Who cares? You're spending time with him.
Spontaneous.
Yeah, you spend time with him. That's the point.
You're on a trip. You are an asshole.
So she is the asshole.
Yeah, just ruined the trip. I'd be pissed off.
Yeah, like, you know.
Something didn't work out.
The fact that he even thought about something.
If something didn't work out and I found a substitute for it, damn, rock with me.
Yeah, just rock with it.
That's it.
So picky.
And that's why you're single. And see, that's why a lot of y'all single.
Stop. Y'all don't be getting it. Yeah, I don't know. He put in effort for it, so.
Y'all be asking for a lot of shit, and y'all ungrateful.
That's what it is. You're ungrateful.
Churlish.
You're churlish, dude? Yeah? Insubordinate.
Insubordinate.
Oh, my God.
Insubordinate and churlish.
I A.A. Ron.
Oh, my God. A.A. Ron.
He said insubordinate.
Oh my
Timothy.
Gosh.
Freezing.
Yeah, let him ride.
Like,
man.
You guys are out here arguing on a trip instead of doing what you're supposed to be doing.
Just enjoy your time.
Fuck it.
Okay.
Be kind to one another.
Yeah. Yeah, I gotta cut that.
Be kind to one
another. He said, why would you step your big
give me my money right here. Bring it right here.
Hi. You was in and out all day. You can't just step your
big ass in here.
Yo, that was you should call him.
Damn, you been in here all day. Oh, shit not adding up.
Yeah, that was a great movie.
I slapped him in the face with that money.
As soon as he put it
right in his mouth. Catch it.
Oh my gosh. Nah, I messed him up in that movie.
I got the car all warmed up.
I got the car all warmed up. Okay. All right. Oh my gosh. You got anything else?
Yeah, we're on to questions, man.
Ooh, general questions.
Yeah, general questions.
Copy.
Vacation questions. Are you an early packer or a last minute packer?
Last minute.
I'm an early packer.
No, you're not.
I'm an early packer.
We try to be trying to leave at what, 12? This man was getting his suitcase at 12.
I packed
12:05.
I was packed 3 days
at
early.
Get out of here.
I was packed 3 days early.
This nigga came downstairs at 12:05.
I was packed 3 days early for this trip.
Yo, we were packing for the podcast. This man just rolled by.
He said, what time we got to leave again?
Yo, oh my God. We were like, what is he grabbing? What is that?
Suitcase. I didn't think anybody else was packing.
Oh my gosh, yo, that was so funny.
That was a long day.
Yeah, it was a long week. It was a long week.
I got dogs now. It's hard.
Jesus, it was a long week. But yeah, last minute.
currently.
Okay. Cab, man, it's a cabin.
Most of the time, I'm packing the day before. Is that last minute?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I say that's last minute. What's considered a good time? I feel like everybody's like different.
I don't like to pack too early because I'm wearing these clothes.
I'm wearing the clothes. Yeah, yeah, I agree. True. I agree with that. So yeah,
I don't know. What's the definition of like early?
Yeah.
Like some people I did pack early.
Some people be having their shit packed days before.
Yeah, I'm like, I packed my thing a week ago before I left.
How? That's crazy.
Because I just...
You had enough clothes for that?
Well, I went to the store and I bought clothes for this.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, I just packed it instantly.
You know, I'm not type two. Right. The only time I buy clothes is for vacation. That's it. Other than that, I'm rocking the same fits. So I don't see a reason for it.
Yeah.
But last minute.
Okay. What's your dream destination that you've never been to yet?
Hawaii.
Tokyo.
Okay.
Yeah. Hawaii. Always wanted to go over there.
Yes.
I think.
Why that? Why did you choose that move?
Yeah,
Why did you choose that move?
Let's not talk about that.
I went full.
But Tokyo. Like, why are you
saying Tokyo and then doing that?
Why do you pick Tokyo?
It's just beautiful there.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Technology wise, infrastructure wise, food wise,
culture,
people wise, nature wise, it's just beautiful.
How about you, Will? What's your dream?
Yeah, I think. I mean, for a long time it was always Italy because I like pasta, but now it's just I don't know. You know, I kind of want to see what, you know, maybe Hawaii. Maybe Jamaica.
Jamaica.
Yeah.
I heard it's dangerous there right now.
Yeah, Jamaica me mad.
Okay.
Yeah, I just want to see what it's like over there.
Booyga.
Sorry.
So wait.
I'm sorry.
So hold on. So you got crazy at him for him
I'm
doing
sorry.
This.
Yeah, no.
And then
I'm
you
sorry.
Do a book.
I followed him.
Come on,
that's,
man.
Yeah, that's me.
See that, Will?
I followed
you
him.
See that? You see that?
That? You saw that?
He said it. I get yelled at.
But then
crucified.
I followed him. That's my fault.
I get yelled at and crucified for acting some type of way. And then Jason just does the same
thing. I followed right after. Oh my gosh,
that's crazy.
And he calls me a bad
best
influence.
Friend, man. Yeah, oh my gosh.
He calls me a bad influence.
This is when you'd be like, damn it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my god. Don't look at me. Yes, I know you're looking at me. Don't look at me.
I can't even see my eyes.
But you turn your head right up. You're the bad obvious. Go ahead, man.
See dreadlocks with these glasses.
Oh my hey, god.
What's your go-to drink or treat while on vacation?
Ooh.
Water.
That's fair.
You ever drink water most of the time?
Huh?
You ever drink water most of the time?
I like to treat myself.
That's crazy.
So I like to get the little Saratoga bottle.
I like to.
Saratoga.
Me, like eat breadsticks. I like to treat myself.
Copy.
Probably like Copy. Since nobody has it, the blue Calypso. You know, that's a thing.
Sea Grand Calypsos, man.
Some Crown and lemonade. You know what I'm saying? Lemonade.
Okay.
What's the name? Mojitos.
Okay.
I love me a good mojito.
Wow. Okay. And shrimp tacos. That's combination.
Not crab legs.
Combination.
Not crab legs. I love crab legs though, but not every place can do crab legs.
Yeah, like not Myrtle Beach.
That's crazy.
That place was trash.
Garbage. 2 stars.
Don't believe the ratings.
$50 for some bullshit.
I was upset. That food was not good.
Horrible. Almost as bad as those ribs.
Dang.
Yeah.
Actually, they were worse.
The ribs?
The ribs were worse.
Were they that bad?
Yes. They were cold. They looked like they were from the Flintstones.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, where's the rib? Whose ribs are these?
My food.
This ain't a pig's ribs. Whose ribs are these? Are these mine?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, my food was cold too.
Mine was warm.
Yeah.
Okay, shut up, Wolf.
Yeah, that sounds crazy. Anyway.
I had to make a video about it.
Yeah. What is a song or album that instantly transport you to a trip?
Ooh.
Let's see. Something with WizKid for Island Vibes.
Mm-hmm.
Bad
Bunny, I'm thinking about Miami. Because they were playing it nonstop.
Always something with Drake. Always something with Drake. Die Trying now.
Dice Pineapples, Drake, Rick Ross.
Oh, yeah.
I think about
that right there.
Yeah, I think about the islands, man. I think about anywhere else.
I would say this is mine right here. Passion fruit.
Passion fruit. Yeah.
I don't even know what he says in the beginning. He's just whining.
That nigga start whining on the beat. Man, I like you in the morning.
Yeah, I got it. Right off the engine. Now we know the words.
Yeah.
Right here. It's right here.
I feel it coming.
Time's what?
Time is of the essence. I tried to teach you. I need some lessons. I need to give it up.
Well, this right here.
Woo!
Dice pineapple.
Dice,
dice pineapple.
Shawty so fine
with the money won't get you.
Now this one of my favorite Wale records.
My aberration, I ain't no kind of sober. Kind of show you will around my taste and before the sun graze you. I'm trying to see how deep you are. Believe me, Shawty. I ain't talking about no intimate conversation.
Hard. I want to see if I can make you reach things. He's spitting, man. When
I peek into your nature. I also think of Here I Am too. I promise you my goals. Exceed any physical pleasure. I want to
it was better than better. The better my effort, the wetter her treasure. Bars. The more these mere moments crazy seem like heavens or temporary flowers.
Drink it back.
Nice pineapple. Nice to love more than my mind might have.
Like Drake, stop breathing.
As you just like, you sure? Hope
it's fresh. Dice pineapples, then my baby tastes the best. I love lost my mind. I guess it wasn't test. Swept off her feet and went and bought her SLX. Pop mouth, mix the thug pan.
I think he's serious. Bro, he's an inhaler. Be out here. Put me on a boat with this.
Oh, yeah.
Just cruising on a jet ski.
That's a jet ski right there. That's you gotta hit the jet ski with it.
Here I am.
That's when I take both hands off the jet ski.
Lover. Call me in the late night, get right. He ain't acting right. Every superwoman needs a Superman.
Here
I see you.
Like me. Oh.
He's an inhaler again.
Yeah. I'm a hard time breathing. Nah, great tracks.
Freeze?
Great music. Just take you out there.
Wow.
All right. Next question. What's your most chaotic or cursed travel story? Talk to me.
I know exactly what Malcolm is thinking.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. You talking about the one I was on?
Which one weren't you on, Jason?
That's crazy. That's crazy.
You've been on every single one of them.
That's crazy. The worst ones?
All three of them were in Miami. All three of them.
Well, not my. I'm not thinking about the Miami one.
Oh,
it was Florida.
Not the Chicago one.
That was bad, but no.
That was also bad, but they already know that story.
Yeah, that was bad.
Listen, bro, like, I'm not even, like, dude,
so you're stupid.
Listen, dude, how do I go to Florida and my butt cheeks don't touch any water?
Facts. You gotta hit water when you go to Florida. You gotta hit some type of
water. I was told to not book jet skis because we could get a discount somewhere else.
It's all love.
I would have booked them early, and the person never booked them.
We love him, though. We love him. Like that's
and then he said he was going to get us a boat.
That's bro.
And then we get all the way up to the day where we're about to get a boat. And then we don't have a boat medicine. And the boat is in Miami, which is an hour away. And we don't even know what the boat looks like.
We try to find a spot with what, Eventbrite?
They want us to deposit $800.
I was like, bro, scam a clock, son.
I'm sitting at an Eventbrite free hotel pool party for 90-year-olds.
So you wonder why we
I crashed out. I screamed.
He literally screamed in front of everybody.
I yelled as loud as I possibly can.
And everybody was like, pick their head up and say, what's
going
on?
I literally, like, as loud as possible.
Yes.
The wild up.
Yeah. That's how you know it's real.
So you ever see that that one scene with, like, Omari Hampton or whatever? What's his name? From Power.
I forgot his name.
But he was like, no! Fuck! In the car. Yeah, that was me.
That was it.
And that was a rough trip, man.
Then I took a sip of my mojito.
That was a rough trip. We've never had like a really great. Well, I ain't gonna say that. The last time we went was really fun.
Yeah, the first time people scheduling arguments, like, you know what I'm saying, like nonsense.
Yeah, you can't travel with everyone.
The third time people putting a pillow over their head to say if they can't see me, I can't see them.
Oh my god,
if I can't see them, they can't see me.
That was sick.
Like every single time.
Oh my gosh, we're learning. I think. Traveling with people is a learning experience.
Chicago, I'm getting locked out the apartment. Like, oh my god,
always something. There's always something.
Austin, I've had great times though. Every time,
never had a bad time.
Not a single one.
Never had a bad time.
Not a single one. We've been there what, twice?
Twice. We're going again. Summer. Yeah, I like Austin.
Shout out Austin. Keep Austin weird. Shout out Chad.
Cheddar Pepper. What about you? You got a.
Wait, what is your story?
It's the same one. I told you it's the same one. That was a rough trip. I mean, it got better towards the end.
We went to Ross and Walmart like 18 times. You telling me you couldn't buy pants? I'm talking a lot of shit. My bad. I love y'all.
They know it's all love. Learning lessons.
We can laugh about it now.
Learning
like,
lessons. You know, it was rough when it happened.
Pisses me off.
Stupid. What about you?
Yeah, I don't really have a chaotic story.
Have you traveled a lot with friends, to be honest?
Not with friends, no, because I don't.
Telling me it's a free trip and then charging me $1,000.
Yeah, that was wild, too. That was another rough trip. But.
Yeah, I don't really. I see when you travel with friends, things change.
Yeah.
So I don't really do that on purpose just to avoid the change. Yeah, because I know once you travel, you get to see how niggas live. And you're like,
Facts.
I see.
Facts.
And then they just try to get real technical on what we do and how much it's going to be and how we do this. I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. I'd rather just not go with people if that's what we're going to do the whole night. Now we got nickel and dime if we go out to drink. Something.
Facts. Not right
you
there.
Got this. You got
that right there. Oh, my gosh.
Just chill out.
If you can't do little things with your friends, then
split the checks.
Yeah, just split them, bro. Just split them.
That's it.
Don't you know, make it harder for yourselves.
One thing I will say about South Carolina, Myrtle Beach so far, they don't make anything difficult involving, like, if you want to split something. Is this together or separate?
That's
if
true.
I go anywhere in New Jersey, it's only one check. Y'all got to do it with.
Or two checks. That's it. And I'm like, nah, B. You see eight of us here.
Come on now.
Split that joint.
Go down the line and split all eight of them damn meals. You took all eight meals.
That's what I'm
saying.
Put it on the next page of the check. Like,
That's it. Just put another receipt.
You want a tip, don't you? So do your job. I'll give you a tip.
I'm dead. You will get a lot of pushback from
that. I don't give a fuck. Do your job. Or quit.
Oh my God.
Or quit.
But yeah, that's what it is, man.
Next one is.
You'd rather die for your job, then do it.
Would you rather follow the itinerary or just wing it? Just have fun.
Depends on where I am.
Yeah, it depends. Some places you need an itinerary.
Yeah, if I'm going somewhere that I've been before, I'll just wing it.
Yeah.
If I'm going somewhere new, I need an itinerary.
And it doesn't have to be a tight itinerary.
If I'm going somewhere like Kenya, I need an itinerary. Mm-hmm. I'm not just going to wing it out there. Next thing you know, I'm a wing in the lion's mouth.
What?
Wow. What? <Yeah. clears throat> I'm a chicken wing. I'm a Mally wing. And
So which one is it, though?
Depends on where I am.
Yeah, but if I had to choose...
Itinerary.
Itinerary, yeah. Because a lot of places are not...
At least I have really at least I have a lot of list of things to do.
Some people wing it, like really wing it. They end up on roads that they're not like, supposed to be on, talking to people that they're not supposed to talk to. Like,
taking jet skis with people that are putting them in danger.
Just because you got itinerary don't mean you have to follow the full itinerary.
Yes, I knew you were referring to, but yeah. Say it again.
I said just because you have an itinerary don't mean you have to follow the itinerary.
Exactly, it gives me options.
It's true.
It shows me what's available.
It's very true. It's very true. So yeah, I'm gonna go with that.
All right, next. Get food poisoning.
Oh my god!
Or losing your luggage for the whole trip.
Man, I'll lose my luggage, man. I cannot do that. Food poisoning, man. I'm
not doing food poisoning. I'll lose my luggage.
Oh, my gosh. That ruins my entire trip right there.
I can't eat, drink, leave the room. I'm sick.
Literally, I'm just sitting there.
I'll never forget my dad got food poisoning and vertigo on a trip. He almost died in a country and we didn't even know where he was.
Dang.
Mm-hmm. Got to be more careful. And vertigo?
Luckily, he found somebody that was a doctor.
Yeah. Right. Jeez. Well, that's the thing about traveling to other countries. Like, you don't really know how you're going to be. Like, how your body's going to react to it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And they have other, you know, diseases, other
You fly
foods,
somewhere, you get bit by a fly, now you got the Zika virus. Kind of like what you had.
What is with you and the Zika? What's going on?
Huh? It's just the easiest thing to say, Jason.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a you problem.
Get off my dick.
So next one is... next one is... I'm going to say it again. Food poisoning, day one. Oh, I'm going to get y'all. Food poisoning,
you're not going to get us, bro.
Food poisoning, day one, or you lose your phone the very first day you get there.
No, I lose my phone, bro. Yeah. I'm not getting food poisoning. I can get my way out of these situations.
You'd be surprised how much I don't need my phone.
And not only that, you can get yourself out of those situations versus mm-hmm. food poisoning. I can't really get myself out. Like, I'm stuck.
Yeah.
I can't control my stomach.
You think I travel with just my phone? Come on.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I got an iPad. I got
an iPad, laptop, Apple Watch. Like, what are we doing here, dog?
Yeah,
I'm not doing food poisoning.
I'm not doing food poisoning. Go ahead. Bro. Keep trying, Will. Go ahead.
Next, you would have to say food poisoning or lose my leg.
Lose my leg. Yeah. Get an alligator and bite your leg off, man. No, man.
Ugh. All right. So, next one is food poisoning. I lose your left eyeball.
Man.
I lose my left eyeball. I have my right.
I can still see, dog. I'm not getting food poisoning.
I'm Fetty Wap. It's okay.
I put an eye patch on. Fuck it.
Hey, man. I'm not getting food poisoning.
Now I'm Mally the Pirate. Whatever.
All right, man.
Whatever. I'm not doing food poisoning.
All right.
Oh, my God.
So the next... So the next one is... Yeah. Forget your passport at home or... You book a 1-star hotel for your trip.
Oh. Well, passport, and that's for a week. Need it.
That's for a week.
Am I going to a different country?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's for a week.
Yeah. Ooh. I'd rather book a 1-star hotel.
I need a way back.
Because I'll just leave.
Yeah. I need a way back.
True.
I cannot get stuck in another country.
I'm not going to prison.
That too.
Who is this man?
Who is this man?
Why'd you choose that?
Who is this man?
Oh my gosh.
Mally K?
K?
K-A-Y?
K-A. I heard about you. I was waiting for you at the door.
We've been waiting for you.
Oh my gosh.
Throw him that voice?
Throw him in prison. Oh no.
Gosh.
Drink vodka. Good for bones.
Good for bones.
Good for bones.
Stupid.
Duh.
Oh God.
Last one is take a 10-hour road trip with someone who won't stop singing or someone who won't stop chewing loudly.
We all sing anyways.
I'd rather it's singing.
Singing. Yeah.
Because eventually they're going to sing something I like, hopefully. If you chewing, bro, I can't stand chewing normally. I can't stand hearing people chew
loud
normally.
Chewing? Oh my gosh.
Throw you out the window.
Get Come this on, nigga out.
I'm tired of you.
Hold up. Pull over. All the food out.
Yeah. All the food that we have. Just take it out of the car.
All the food out.
Facts. Those are good questions, man.
Hey, man.
Yeah, solid questions.
I dabble.
Will's at it again, man.
Shout out to the vacations. For take real. A vacation.
Quit Please. Your job.
Vacation.
Please take a vacation. Everyone's so stressed nowadays.
I'm saying quit your job.
Don't quit your job. Don't quit your job.
You're right. Don't quit your job, but take a vacation. It is Please. Important.
Yes.
It is important to get out there.
Yeah. So what you think about South Carolina so far, man? We here.
I like South Carolina. I mean, I like the South in general.
My grandparents live in South Carolina, so I've been here.
Mm-hmm. Right. I just like the South in general. It's like people more
it's a lot
chill.
Of old people, but, you know. A
lot of older people.
It's lower and slower.
Old heads.
Yeah. People are nicer out here.
Yeah.
Have conversation.
But it's quiet. It's peaceful. The mm-hmm. beach is right there. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
So.
How was your Waffle House experience?
I didn't get to see any fights, but it was simmering in there. I could feel it simmering.
There was a lot of
people in there that looked like they one bad word was over. Somebody say something a little too loud, it's over.
Yep.
Hey,
can you believe she wore that? What the fuck did you say to me?
I wasn't talking to you. Oh, okay, okay. I think it was just surprising to see the white girl cooking. I was like, oh,
yeah, she came out of nowhere. Me.
Yeah.
Yeah, they was like, what did they call her name? What was her name?
I don't know.
I don't know, but the dude's name was Daddy. That, they was calling him Daddy. It was insane. It was insane.
I don't think it was Daddy. I don't think it was Daddy.
You said that.
No, I said, no. She said Fatty. She said Fatty.
Oh, she said, that's even worse.
She said Fatty. That's how I was like, that's I turned my head. I was like, why'd she say that? But nah, she was like, she was in a backpack, and everyone else was black. And I was like, okay, cool.
Everybody's black in that Waffle House. Here come the cook. The one person that's cooking is white.
It was a white girl.
I was like, oh.
She was throwing it down. I ain't hold you.
Hey, man. She did make the food good, though. Yeah, she was cooking.
I ain't hold
you. None of them was wearing hairnets. Got it.
Got it.
He sweated. He did. One of these. I said, ooh. He was making a T-bone mistake.
Yep. Got it.
Yeah. I was like, And she was just yelling aggressively.
Yep.
I was like, oh boy.
For people that don't know, this is also the week of like Bike Week. So we was in Waffle House. There's a whole bunch of people that's, you know, one of us that were at Waffle
House.
There's
a whole bunch of black people.
Yeah. So there's a lot of us in that one area. One white dude walks in and he just looks around.
He said, why I oughta.
And he said something to he said something to Mally that was. He was like, I don't think I belong here.
He said, well, gosh, God, gosh darn it.
Oh, okay.
Gee Willikers.
Yeah. And when we left, he left with us.
Mm-hmm. He said, Jeepers Creepers.
About to be at least. He said, oh, absolutely not. I'm uncomfortable.
Facts, he came in and walked right out.
He said, I'm not feeling this at all.
He said, you know what? I think I'm going to go to IHOP.
It's safer there.
He said, you know what? Yeah, I was feeling pancakes anyway.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's cool though.
So you know what? Carolina, man. Not feeling waffles.
I'm just gonna head out. But South Carolina it's a vibe, man. For real, man. I like it.
It's a vacation.
Yes.
Vacation.
It's just a break from the North. Everything is just so fast moving in the North.
New Jersey, yeah, everything's so chilling here.
Yeah, Jersey. I'm just over with.
Combination.
But combination. Hey, minus. I hate to cut this short. I want to get back to my vacation. So I love y'all, but I'm gonna go put my butt cheeks in some water.
Go show some clips though.
Which, yeah, we're going to show some clips. We got some car clips for y'all. But, yeah, with that being said, it's been your boy, Mally K. You can follow me on all social media platforms. That, K-A-Y.
Oh, my gosh.
Damn, it's your boy, Will, with the visuals. _visuals.
And it's your boy, Jason Jordan. Follow me on Jason Jordan Music and all social media platforms.
And also, don't forget, we got one more person. It's your boy, Adam Desir, A-D-A-M-S. Desir. All right, cool.
Yeah, we're out.
That's crazy. He's like, I'm getting back in the water.